Then one day, it seems, while the plain belly snitches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger zipped up in the strangest of cars. "My friends," he announced in a voice clear and keen, "my name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean. And I've heard of your troubles, I've heard you're unhappy, but I can fix that, I'm the fix-it-up chappy. I've come here to help you, I have what you need, and my prices are low, and I work at great speed. And my work is 100% guaranteed." Then quickly Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine, and he said, "You want stars like a starbelly snitch? My friends, you can have them for $3 each. Just pay me your money and hop right aboard." So they clambered inside, and the big machine roared. And it clonked and it bonked and it jerked and it burked and it bopped them about. But the thing really worked. When the plain belly snitches popped out, they had stars. They actually did. They had stars upon stars. Then they yelled at the ones who had stars at the start.
"We're exactly like you. You can't tell us apart." "We're all just the same now, you snooty old smarties. And now we can go to your Frankfurter parties."
"Good grief," groaned the ones who had stars at the first. "We're still the best snitches, and they are the worst. But now, how in the world will we know," they all frowned, "if which kind is what, or the other way round?"
Then up came McBean with a very sly wink, and he said,
"Things are not quite as bad as you think.